The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Before we start today's show, you guys should know we do an exclusive episode just for subscribers of the Gas Digital Network. That's right, our Friday episode is exclusively for subscribers, so not only do you get over 1,000 episodes that are ad-free, uncensored, and not available anywhere else in the world, but you also get a bonus episode of the Real Ass Podcast every single week.
If you want to try out the network, use the promo code RAP, R-A-P, today. Get a 7-day free trial. If you like it, keep it and get access to the archives, uncensored episodes, ad-free, and again, that bonus episode once a week.
Plus extra member benefits like access to the Racist Live Chat and discounts on tickets to live events. The brand new Gas Digital Network. So go to gasdigital.com or download the apps for both Apple and Android.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're from Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Hey, oh God. This is crazy, motherfuckers. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. I'm fat.
You just stood up and you didn't look that big to me.
I don't look that. I'm, dude. It's not good.
And you're next to Zach, so.
Yeah. Right, gotta use your microphone, Mark.
Careful, you're tough.
It's early for Mark.
It's early. This is tough. I'm on fumes.
Great show planned. It's a Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. I am the king of things, a Puerto Rican rattlesnake. He is the international superstar, Zach D'Amico. What's up, kid?
Good morning, buddy. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you, my brother. We have two incredible guests. Big week. What is that, that fart?
Oh, my God. It's like sulfur. It smells like New Jersey over here.
Is that your fart?
Yeah.
Not that bad, Mark. Actually.
I had a PB&J earlier.
I wish that I had the confidence to fart.
Let it rip.
It's very easy. I don't have confidence.
There's the type of man that will fart in front of a woman. There's a level of confidence there.
Yeah.
Well, you guys will sleep with each other again at some point.
Maybe.
That's not going to happen here. So what am I worried about?
Maybe. Possibly, Karen. Who knows? Who knows? If she's lucky, yeah. Welcome.
It's in the wedding vows.
I don't want to. I
promise to fart in front of every other hot woman.
No, thank you. No.
Two incredible guests, ladies and gentlemen. You know him from the Tuesdays with Stories podcast. And we might be drunk. Ladies and gentlemen, Mark Norman back on the show.
Hey, good to be back. Good to be here.
Hell yeah, dude. And you know her from her podcast, Only Fans, and probably from her Only Fans, ladies and gentlemen, the great Karen Feehan back on the show.
What's up, doggy? Girl?
Whoa. Karen, you look cute today. I like this outfit.
Oh, thanks.
I like that shirt.
Yeah? This is cheap. That's probably why you like it.
Yeah.
What? Thank you.
You have a brightness to you today.
Yeah, usually, I worked out this morning. I'm feeling fucking litty.
You're a little more grizzled typically. Something's you're glowing today.
How can you just give a regular compliment? Grizzled? What is
usually you're gnarled and gross.
Right. Yeah. Usually have chipped teeth and a beard.
She's Haggard. You're fucking, she's great. She's
like
awesome.
The close ups on Ren and Stimpy.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That's a good
when
example.
They show us box of boogers.
Yeah. Oh, so gross.
How did they get away with that shit?
I know. Yeah,
horse nipples.
Yeah.
Weird show.
It's like pop pimples and stuff.
Yeah.
We have an incredible show planned today. Let's get our plugs out of the way. Right out of the way. I want to get right into these shows. It's going to be a great show.
Damn it.
Mark Norman, what you plugging on?
Hey. Well, you mentioned the pods, but I'm all over the road. I'm coming to Tennessee, and tickets are not selling. Knoxville, Chattanooga, Memphis, just anywhere in Tennessee, come on out. But everything else is moving, so
love it.
MarkNormanComedy.com for tickets.
Love it.
At the end of the month, the 28th and 29th, I'm in Louisiana. Lafayette, yeah, Mark Norman, help me out.
Great club.
I'm going to need a retweet from Mark.
You got it.
And then I'm at the Lake Charles Comedy on the 30th.
Oh, good luck.
And thank you. And then the 31st, I'm headlining the Vulcan in Austin.
Whoa.
Wow.
That should be fun. And then April, opening for Bonnie at Mothership, April 12th. So
hey.
That'll sell out.
Very cool. Nice. Zach Kimiko.
At Zach is now flying on Instagram for all my local shit, and I'll be on the road with Lewis this month.
Oh, yeah. Live dates coming up. First of all, shout out to everyone that was in fucking Des Moines, Iowa this past weekend. Never been to Des Moines. First sold out weekend of the tour.
Good comedy town.
He's on fire.
Great comedy town. Awesome fans. Super cool people. Shout out to everyone that came out. Great little club. Teehee's Comedy Club. Go support them. Little fucking room right in Des Moines. Had a blast. This weekend, I will be in Providence, Rhode Island. Comedy Connection with the great Scott Chaplin opening up for me. Then we got the Vogel coming up. Red Bank, New Jersey. Zach's going to be on that one as well. Special guest Zach Kimiko. Scott Chaplin as well. That's March 22nd in Red Bank, New Jersey. Get those tickets in advance because they are selling fast. So it'd be really nice if you got them in advance, folks. Then Potsdam, PA, March 23rd. Philadelphia, March 28th through 30th. That is my birthday weekend. March 28th is going to be a live Real Ass podcast. Zach's coming with me to all these shows. And then the weekend we have stand-up shows. Then I got St. Louis, Missouri, San Diego, Denver, Tacoma, Spokane, Washington,
Spokane,
and a bunch of other stuff currently being confirmed right now that will be added to the website very soon. So go get those tickets at lewisofskanks.com. Subscribe to the new Gas Digital. New Gas Digital, brand new apps, brand new fucking platform altogether. If you guys love the show, we do a bonus episode every week that you only get if you're a subscriber. You get over 1,000 episodes that are not available anywhere else. They're all ad-free, uncensored. If you watch these pods on YouTube, they suck now. You gotta take out the F-bombs and the N-bombs and the fucking, you know, no more of that shit.
Guests left.
The porn.
Right. No watching porn and none of this, dude. Literally.
Yeah. Fahim's special got flagged. You see that?
Fahim's special got flagged?
Yeah.
Why? It wasn't
like
good?
60K. No, it's great.
No, I'm kidding.
He's funny, but he said, I think he said homo or something 10 seconds in and it ruined him.
Damn, not good.
Yeah, it's flipped. YouTube used to be the fun Wild West, and now Netflix is like, bring it on, Chappelle.
Well, I think a lot of these specials aren't doing it. Like, they were going viral for a minute, and now they fixed the algorithm. They were like, we're not just letting everyone get famous off of YouTube specials.
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't they just let everyone get famous off of them? Why would they change it?
Why are they such haters?
You think it's too saturated?
Probably, but Soders is killing.
Yeah, Soders doing well. Well, so, you know, the cream rises to the top.
It's because it's advertiser-based. Tubi's got the same issue now. People realize that Tubi's been, without asking filmmakers, editing all the sex scenes out of movies.
What?
So,
so gay.
No way.
So all the movies that are on Tubi, they took all the nudity. They're taking all the nudity out.
Have you seen Poor Things? It's
not all yet.
Nudity. The whole thing is Emma Stone's
tits.
That's
on Prime, I think.
That's Prime, yeah. But I'm just saying, like, movies
Emma Stone shows her tits?
Quite a bit.
I never knew she showed those tits. She's weirdly hot.
Yeah, she's got that alien hot.
Yeah, like, I'm not into, like, a fucking redheaded bitch, but, like, she does have, you know, she's hot. She's pretty. She's definitely pretty.
Definitely pretty and definitely naked. So give it a
Can we see Emma Stone's tits? Oh, smaller than I thought they were going to be. Oh,
big
you see a puss, too.
Wow. Oh, yeah, they go at
it. Out of town, dude.
She won the Oscar.
I bet she did.
She looks like an Oscar.
She's fucking... Oh, my God, dude. Hell yeah. Her tits,
her tits are
not as nice as I thought they were going to be.
Her nipples are a little bigger than I would prefer on a small tit. But they're nice, nonetheless.
Let's go. Emma Stone, Twitter night, naked in this movie. Let's go. Let's judge her right now. I'm going to judge this bitch right now. Let's have a Twitter night. Twit or night. I got to be honest with you. I'm not, like, let's get a bunch of different images of Emma Stone, but we want to objectify her body specifically.
When did she come on the scene, too? Like, super bad. Oh, that's when she must have shaved.
Obviously, she's classically beautiful.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Here's a clip from the movie.
That's a good
let's
shot.
See.
Look at Ruffalo.
Yeah, Ruff.
Thought that was me for a second.
It's all artsy and shit. I can't jerk off to good art.
It's very fantastical.
I love her tits. I actually love them.
Karen, that's... Look,
I'm a small tit fan, though.
You're a small tit girl, but you have a better tit shape than this girl. Her tit shape is a little like droopy sad tits.
Mm.
The eyebrows in this, too, they went a little heavy, and like maybe that was a character choice.
I didn't notice the eyebrows.
Yeah, she has eyebrows.
Well, I'm upsold. I'll be watching this tonight.
Okay. I mean, this is a pretty good sex scene. This is good enough that I could jerk off to this. He's actually sucking her titty.
Yeah, yeah, I like it.
Dude, being an actor rules.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Sorry, honey, you gotta go to work today.
Look at this.
Yeah. Damn.
Wow, Emma Stone. She does deserve an Oscar. Let's go again. Again. Unfortunately. Is she actually British?
No.
She won an Oscar, Lewis.
I don't know. She might be British. Every actor is fucking British now.
That's true.
Australian. You hear them talk in real life, you're like, okay, you're like the most American. Like, what's his name? The guy from...
Margot Robbie's Australian.
Right.
Yeah, she is Australian.
And Idris Elba is British.
Mm-hmm. That's why every time you see a black guy with a British accent...
Never get over it.
Oh, never. So it's still weird.
I love it.
Yeah, I was thinking of Charlie Hunnam. From Sons of Anarchy, the lead character,
yeah, so hot.
Who's the most? It's not about his hotness, Cameron. It's about his fucking British. He's got a British accent.
Walking Dead guy too is British.
Is he?
Yeah.
Mm. The Rick from The Walking Dead, the most American looking motherfuckers. Yeah, and even like Margot Robbie, like dude, when she first came out,
Wolf of Wall Street.
And Wolf of Wall Street. I mean, she was so fucking hot.
I have a theory about the international. I think they feel weird hiring a whitey. But if he's a little foreign, it's less...
Counts towards diversity.
There you go.
Yeah. So. Okay.
That's a theory I have. It checks a little more of a box.
Yeah, because in Australia, they have like those tribes and stuff.
Oh, yeah. The Aboriginals.
Malawi or Aboriginals.
Aborigines,
sorry,
yeah.
Who are Malawi?
Yeah, they call them Abos. That's like you can't say that.
Oh, really?
That's like the N-word in Australia?
That is.
Oh, Abo, that's fun. Please.
Why'd they name a band ABBA then?
I don't think that's it's a female Abbo.
That's a female Abbo.
They have a kid cover band called Ablet.
Do you want to see Rick from Walking Dead talking?
I want to see Rick talking. It's going to fuck me up.
That when I read the script, I just went, oh, I didn't know that it was based on.
I didn't know. Comic. Now he looks so British he's talking British. It's crazy.
But I read it and I went, and I called him and said, Scott. You know, we've always been very responsible.
It's the same with late night shows. You get John Oliver, you get James Corden. Mm-hmm. We like a foreigner.
We like a British accent. Dude, back in the day, you would call like a place, right? And then like whatever answering service, they chose the British accent. You're like, this is a fucking classy ass place.
That's true.
Equinox used to have a British lady. Like, you've called Equinox. Now it's like it doesn't.
It's not fitness. It's not fitness. Life.
It's life.
It's not like a guy like she. Welcome to Equinox, motherfucker.
Yo, you want to get in shape? You want to get in shape, bitch?
Crush, who this?
When I used to work at New York Health and Racquet Club, all of the trainers. This is the thing that they would do. They would hire prisoners, like a program. So a lot of the companies. Companies get a tax break of some sort. There's some program for companies if you hire ex-cons.
Oh, like on the gate. Like you, did you get one?
Yeah, we did. That's why we got on the gate on the network. New York Health and Rec Club, every one of the trainers was a big, jacked black dude who only knew how to do pull-ups.
Right.
Like that was it. Like it was like, yo, you can do some push-ups, you do some pull-ups, you get jacked, motherfucker.
It's all calisthenics.
Can I do them with my arms?
They're like looking at the machines like, I could probably steal this. Sell it for parts.
That's probably like the best, like the most in-shape people you'll see are like fucking...
People with nothing to do but work out because they're in jail?
Well, not just that, but black guys that are just doing calisthenics.
I know.
Mm.
It's like they fucking... you don't need weights, you don't need anything. You need a pull-up bar, and that's that.
Justin Silver's always sending me videos of these African guys that are just lifting water jugs and stuff.
What the hell?
Yeah.
That's what he's watching?
He's choking himself in the background, but
he
does send me.
Yeah, I wish I could just fucking, I wish I could
What's
do that.
What's going on? I was going to ask you.
I'm so fat right now?
No, I was actually, I didn't know you were fat. I assumed you were still like doing the fitness thing. I was going to ask you how you're staying motivated since you don't have like a fight coming up.
I need a fight to come up. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Fighting with my girlfriend. Fucking punch her.
No fight, huh?
Maybe if she started training, our fights would be more effective.
Yeah.
Somebody get a Gomez and Uber quick.
No, dude, I'm just getting fat, and I have a trip coming up that I want to get in shape for, and then I'm going to do a new special, I think, at the beginning of the year next year, so I got to be in shape for that. But
where are you at on the Ozempic? What do you like it? You hate it?
It's pathetic.
So pathetic.
Bad. Now that Jay's not on it anymore, I'll say it's goddamn pathetic.
It's so weak. You're such a pussy. I mean, if you are in severe, dire straits and you maybe are bedridden, Zach's not straight. I think it's, but Ozempic, you're losing 30% of muscle. Like those studies came out very fast. You're losing fat.
Is it even still like, are people even taking Ozempic anymore?
Yeah, Hollywood's still all over. It's weak, fat people. It's people who are so fucking lazy and hate themselves so much. Don't think that they're worth it.
Karen, can I
get so mad.
Can I play devil's advocate for a minute here?
What about like H. Foley? He's on Ozempic.
Is he?
He's a big dude.
So is he on fucking Oreos too, though? He's not just Ozempic. True.
Karen, you are a fucking toy
bitch.
Fucking chick who you were in sports and dance when you were younger and you were like athletic. It's a different thing. Like, I have the foundation of a fucking fat person, right? Mm-hmm. I have my formative years when I was figuring out what was important to me, movement and physical exercise and diet was not, right? So I have to fight years and years
what was
and
important
years.
To you?
Fucking, I mean, when I was a kid, just fucking like
donuts and pussy.
Yeah, just being a fucking fat fuck. I don't know.
Great restaurant.
But like, it's not that easy.
Like KFC, Taco Bell.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not saying it's easy.
Holy the way.
It's not easy for me. I didn't want to work out today.
So yeah, but it's not. It is easier for you.
No, it may be easier because I'm
substantially
consistent.
Substantially easier, Karen. You have to. Now that we're older, you have to admit this. You and Whitney Waythorpe. Karen went viral for fucking being mean to a fat chick years ago, right?
Oh yeah.
And she literally. I feel like she hasn't been able to give up the position. You can give it up now. It's all right.
I don't
hate gay people anymore. I met Natalie. I like gay people now. That's okay.
Gay people are fit as hell.
I have hours on camera of me saying gay people should burn. They're against God, against humanity.
I think it shows that I love fat people because I'm very honest and straightforward about my opinions.
I'm just saying exercise specifically for some people, it's like my girl, she exercises every day, twice a day. She's way in. She does one or two dance classes. And if she doesn't do two dance classes, she'll go to the gym and she'll spend an hour at the gym at least, or she'll do yoga or whatever else.
Anything to get away from you.
Well, I'm trying to punch her. I'm trying to get in shape. She's got to run. But like that, it's not only is it easy for her, it's like enjoyable for her. Somebody like H. Foley, I'm assuming getting him to go to the gym, it's a very big uphill battle.
I get it. My dad's 70. I got him a personal trainer who he started meeting with twice a week. I'll show you pictures of my dad Thanksgiving versus I'm on this like vacation they're on right now. He's probably lost like 20, 30 pounds, but you can see a huge difference.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, good
at
for him.
70. You know what I mean? Like it's so hard when he's been fat forever.
I've gone from being 330 pounds to having a fucking six pack and abs, right? So
fluctuate. You're like Oprah.
Yeah, I'm fucking. I'm up and down. But you know, it's
his dick's the color purple.
it is different for people that aren't into fucking exercise. It's a different journey. I think of like this. Like, have you ever been depressed before?
Yeah.
Yes.
Like actually depressed.
Yes.
Can't get out of bed.
Can't get out of bed.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's like,
I guess even then I got out of bed.
That's a real fucking thing. Like my ADD is like that. Like if I have like a bunch of papers on a counter, like the only way I can describe it is if I look at the papers on the counter, I feel depressed the same way that I felt when I used to be depressed. Like I was like, it makes me feel like, oh, like I just, it gives me like an anxiety inside. And I think that feeling, it's easier to ignore that feeling. I think exercise is that way for a lot of people. I think they go like, I want to do it. I know I should do it, but like to even think about step one, it's anxiety inducing, and it's, you know, it's fucking, ultimately it's sad more than anything else.
But the irony is if they would work out, they would be less sad. Not to get all Tony Robbins on you, but if you get over that hump, you'll actually feel better.
It's a weird thing, dude. Like I'm right now, I'm fat, right? And I know, I'm like, I know what I have to do. I've been here a million times. I'm facing myself. I'm going like, I can get really fat this winter, or I can be in shape and fucking be great.
Mm-hmm.
But like yesterday, we fucking ordered Italian.
Oh boy,
I got a calzone.
I mean, she probably enjoyed it because she had two workouts in. She was like, probably...
No, she was at her mom. She's mad at me.
Oh.
So.
But
Dougie, I ordered Italian. I ordered a calzone. You know what, ladies and gentlemen? What you snacking on? Italian snack edition. Let's go. Let's go.
Yeah,
Is this a segment?
Yep.
Oh, wow. This is just Zach's inner monologue.
Yeah, doggy. I ordered a calzone with pepperoni and sausage. And a calzone is just it might be the fattest thing you could eat.
It's a pizza pocket.
Yeah.
But it's massive. It's like the size of like a small pizza.
Cheese too, right?
Oh my, there's mozzarella, there's ricotta.
I'm going to ricotta your throat.
Ricotta. How do you say ricotta?
Ricotta?
Yeah, but you can't say ricotta. That's fucking, come on, it's obnoxious.
I don't know.
Ricotta. Right, how do you say it?
Sicilians drop the last vowel on things.
Oh.
That's Natalie, how do you say it?
What's the word?
Ricotta.
Ricotta.
Yeah.
New Jersey.
Shannon, how do you say it?
So, you know, same thing. I'm from Benson Harris, so regot is what we say.
Yeah, regot. That's why calamari becomes calamad.
Calamari. Yeah, calamari.
Manigot.
Manigot.
Yeah.
The N-word.
Manig.
The end.
Yeah, dude, a fucking calzone is so fat.
Yeah.
And it's just like, and then my family, they I'm like a couple sandwiches or whatever, and then they were all like, oh, can we have a piece of the calzone? I was like, no fucking way, dude. And I ate the whole thing. I'm dunking it in sauce.
Oh, yeah.
It was, I mean, just fucking, just in a depressing way. There was nothing fun about what happened last night. Yeah. And then I had a Caramello for dessert.
Oh.
A Caramello.
I didn't know they made those.
Dougie, it was a depressing night. Two bottles of wine, a Caramello. Oh. And
he just snuck in the two bottles of wine out of nowhere.
No, well, one bottle of wine.
Damn! What a night. You are alone. A
couple poppers, put myself to sleep.
Yeah,
I was in, I was on one last night, dog. You should have seen me. It was fucking. When
we've
I get
been there, I behave like that when I go home to visit my family. When my routine's off and I'm just like doing nothing and bored. Boredom is my worst enemy. Yep. I ate the whole bag of double stuffed Milanos. I vomited. My body was so not used to that. I threw up violently. I was sick for like 2 days. I couldn't eat.
Good girl. Good girl right there. That's how you act, ladies.
Yeah, there
all right?
You go.
That's a fucking good woman right there. Did you fuck up? You fucking fix the problem. Don't eat for 2 days afterwards. Punish yourself.
My body did it to me.
Meanwhile, you swallow jizz and your body's like, we're used to this.
We're good. High protein.
Yeah. If I'm eating a candy bar, there's something wrong. Just realize, like, if you ever catch me, like, just eating a candy bar, I'm not saying sweets. I like sweets, but like fast food or like a processed candy bar, it means I'm sad. There's sadness behind my eyes.
Something's going on. But anyway, if you break your routine a little, it's.
I thought you were
going to
say if you break the caramello, it fucking the cream. It's like a commercial.
Oh, yeah.
I love it, dude. Anyway, sorry. Again.
No, I'm just saying if you stay consistently, you worked out today.
Yeah.
Then you're gonna keep going. But if you break it a little, that house of cards falls real easily.
Yeah.
And then now you're at Burger King.
Yeah.
And the whole thing.
That's a goddamn nightmare.
It can happen. And then you're like, oh, I'll take one rest day. Like these. I take classes Mondays and Fridays that I hate. They're a treadmill. They're a treadmill and weight class. And I hate running. I smoke weed. I have asthma. Everybody's like, what's the matter? And I'm like, and I just, but I feel so much better after. And I know that cardio is so good for me. The strength part I wish was like harder. And I like taking my time with like weights and like lifting heavy.
Yeah,
and stuff.
But you have a superpower in that you have already recognized what that and how good it is for you, right?
Yeah.
90% of the country does not, they've never tapped into that. When I first started exercising when I was 26 years old, right? I was always fat. I was over 300 pounds in college. The first time I exercised, I had no idea what I was doing. My routine was I just on a whim was like, I'm going to start doing push-ups and see if I could just add push-ups every day.
Yeah.
And then I started doing push-ups. And the first day I did like 11. And then by the end of the week, I was up to like 25. And then after like a couple weeks, I was like, oh, I'm going to add pull-ups and see if I had never been able to do a pull-up in my entire life.
Those are hard.
And it was at Stand Up New York. I used to sell comedy club tickets for that club. I ran the street team there. And outside of it, there was scaffolding.
That's where I do it.
Yeah, dude. And I would literally go out to the scaffolding. And I could only get like a half of one at first. And then sure enough, in a week, I was doing two. Right. And then in 2 or 3 weeks, I was doing like 6 or 7.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was my first time realizing that your body evolves. Like it's actual evolution before your very eyes. That's what exercise is, right? And then I was talking to Justin Silver about it. And he was like, I'll give you a routine. I'll give you a diet. And then he gave me
these chains on your neck.
He's like, here, close your eyes. Let me suck your cock. Come here. I speak dog. So, no, he gave me my first routine, which was like a really basic, like chest day was like incline, decline, flat bench, 3 sets of 10, right? Mm-hmm. And my same day I would do tricep, and it would do overhead extension, like super simple, tricep pull down, 3 sets of 10, like increasing a little bit of weight. The most baseline, the shit you would find for a beginner workout on YouTube right now. And I just saw natural change. I saw changes
very
quickly.
And look at you
quickly.
Now, hitting women.
All fat.
Fat, yeah. Eating
calzones alone. Eating caramellos and drinking 2 bottles of wine.
You really evolved.
But I didn't realize, like, and then very quickly, in a couple months, I was getting in shape. And then I became obsessed. I got really, really into it. But it took, like, and I'm a special personality type.
Special needs.
But I also like, I do have like motivation and I like, and so even, and then I have my own issues with it as well. So most people, I think they don't know step one and they don't realize like what, you know, what exercise is or really what it, you know, means to develop a program or how to eat well. And I think that side of it, when people that aren't used to that, when they start to even look at it, they get that anxiety. And they go, yep. Fuck, I'm going to go eat a fucking calzone right now.
And it's also, once you're big, right, it's hard. It's hard to walk into a gym. It's hard to work out. You feel weird. You feel like people are looking at you and stuff like that. And I do have empathy for that. That's why, like, I knew my dad wasn't going to, like, go to a gym. Like, no matter how many times I was like, but I met this dude. I took a class from him. He was, like, in his 50s, but he was, like, I knew he was going to vibe with my dad. And they, next thing you know, the besties.
I hope he's fucking your dad. I hope you turned your dad into an actual homosexual. That would rule.
My dad, you know my dad's not gay.
Your dad's super cool. Yeah. Karen's parents hated me at the end of it. I got her hooked on. You told me that you're like my, because we ended up hooking up again.
I was in a bad place.
Years later, and then she was like, "Yeah, we can never date again. My parents hate you."
Wow, you told your parents about it?
I met her parents.
What?
Yeah, Lewis changed into a collared shirt to meet my dad in a parking lot in Providence.
Whoa.
Yeah, they watched his set.
It wasn't good.
Yeah. my dad liked him though. My dad vibes with Lewis because they're both kind of ogre like.
Sure. Wow.
Mediocre tour, folks.
Yeah.
They both got a finger in you.
Yeah.
Both hit you.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Let's talk about some of this stuff. All right, we just came back from our trip. You guys want to talk about the trip? Gals, did you guys have fun? We did a ski trip.
Yeah, absolutely. I won $100.
Oh, nice. Ski trip in the Poconos with the team.
What?
A lot of people were like, because they saw the pictures, were like, huge step down. Fuck you guys to Jamaica last year and then the Poconos this year. You fuck. First of all, we did the numbers. It was more money for us. We spent more money in the Poconos than in Jamaica. Do you know that?
Why? Because of ski equipment? Mm.
Everything from the ski equipment. The house we got was like really ridiculous, like indoor pool, which is an expensive house to rent. And then like the catering and the restaurant, like we, you know, it all adds up. Everything just all. In Jamaica, you get fucking house slaves.
Right.
You go to the supermarket, they make all your food, you tip them out at the end.
Yeah.
It fucking rules.
Yeah. Well, good. What a good boss.
I think I'm a good
boss. Doing a retreat, the whole thing.
We try to do it. Natalie, what'd you think? Jamaica or the Poconos? Would you have a better
time? I really
time?
Liked the Poconos a lot.
You loved it.
The house was so cool. And also, I've said this last time, not having to go through the airport, like getting to just show up in my own car and like be able to.
Yeah, so the house was way better than logistically speaking. It was just a way easier experience. Jumping in the car, driving a couple hours and fucking just setting up shop kind of rules. Shannon, what'd you think?
So, yeah, I loved the house. I'm just not like a cold sportsy type person, but I loved the hangs at the house. And I liked that it was closer by. I had a really good time.
I had a blast with you guys. It was fucking. Everyone was on massive drugs. Massive, copious amounts of drugs.
It was fun grocery shopping with you and just getting to throw shit in the cart.
Yeah. Those are the best parts. Like me and Ari and a bunch of guys go skiing every year. And it's really just getting drunk at noon and going to buy groceries and throwing shit at each other in the aisle. That's really the skiing. Yeah. You can, you know, Ian Finance is smoking while skiing and then falling down a mountain. That's all fun. But it's really the little shit, like going out to get steaks later. And
yeah, dude. Just having some fucking hot chocolate. chocolate. Yeah. Doing the shopping at the supermarket's fun. Just, you know, trying to shop for 17 people, though, is kind of difficult.
That's tough, but we would get really drunk.
Oh, I didn't know
high.
Zach went.
Woo! That deserved a little. There you go. We get really drunk and high and put on the worst comedy special we could find and then just tear it to pieces and howl laughing. It was a great time.
Wow. All right, let's take a quick moment and thank FactorMeals.com for being a longtime supporter of the show. We love Factor Meals. It is America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit, and they can help you fuel up fast with flavorful and nutritious ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door.
Yep, they also have lunches, they have breakfast, they have snacks, and whatever type of dietary restrictions you have, they've got you covered.
Yeah, whether you guys are vegan, keto, just looking for low fat, low sugar, or whatever, they have options for you. It really is a great, great company, and it's great quality as well. These are restaurant quality meals that are prepared in just 2 minutes. You microwave them, but it's not like, I mean, I've gotten other meal delivery services before, and they're always flavorless. They're always, you know, they always taste like they've been frozen. These are never frozen. They're restaurant quality, and they have a lot of options like grilled steakhouse filet mignon, green goddess chicken, and bruschetta shrimp risotto. So all you got to do right now to try them out, and for a pretty amazing discount, is head over to factormeals.com/wrap50. That's code WRAP50. You're going to save 50% off. Once again, that's factormeals.com/RAP50 and code RAP50 for 50% off. All right, where were we? I have a new joke in my act. It's very, it's the newest, like it's as new as it gets. It's really just the concept is, but I think it's more of an interesting topic of conversation. Like, wouldn't you rather be molested than physically abused?
I don't know about that.
I would.
Like, molested does something to you mentally.
Yeah.
I don't know, dude. My mom used to punch me in the face. Okay. It did something to me mentally. If she would have sucked my dick instead, that would have been... at least there's a silver lining there.
True.
Yeah, when you were a kid, you didn't have any money.
Yeah, I think maybe it's different for... No, probably if... You're getting sodomized, though, as a
not
little boy?
Not sodomized, sucked.
Okay. I think that's different.
Just getting sucked.
I think with little girls, there's probably more likely penetration. I think that's probably what they're after.
I feel like, I'm not trying to be fucking crude here, but even if I were a pedophile, I wouldn't penetrate.
I think that's just...
Right. How fucking big is that of me?
No, I think...
How fucking...
Right!
That's fucked up.
Lewis, I'm going to say something I've never said to you before. I just think you're not a pedophile.
Yeah. Get that drop.
You might just not be a pedophile.
You might be a pedophile if... I'm just saying, like, if I was a pedophile, I'm going to be like, I'm not going to fucking penetrate. I'm just going to fuck this kid up for life, dude. I'm going to fucking play with their clit. Play with his balls a little bit. Maybe suck him off.
Also, that butthole is so small.
Right.
It wouldn't even be fun.
Dude, honestly, a normal human's butthole is fucking pretty tight.
Exactly.
And tiny. You got to really fucking work it in there. What are you going to use a fucking butt plug on a child? That's crazy.
That's crazy.
But I know. They're like, here, it's a ring pop, kiddo. God.
Then that kid squeal would be just a turn off.
I just realized how much a fucking ring pop can be used as a butt plug.
Sorry, Jenna.
Doggy. That's a solid butt plug. You pop it out, put it right back in your mouth. Mm-hmm. That has to be done. Shannon, butt plug.
Oh, yeah.
That's actually, now that I'm thinking about it, because I still haven't done anal.
What?
Never. I have a tiny, tiny asshole. It hurts.
She does.
Yeah, same.
It hurts.
You've never done anal?
Never.
Ever?
You were the only one who like tried all the time, fucking monster.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I didn't know.
Karen, let me explain you something.
No, don't explain anything.
In the middle of sex, she would go, hey, you know what? I got to poop. And then she would get up and she would just go sit on the toilet
maybe
with the door
that
open.
Maybe happened
and
one
she'd
time.
She just fucking shit while she looked at you. Wow. Fuck you.
Why were you looking
Fuck
at me?
You. You're,
Why
nasty.
You're the one who came over. I didn't Yuck. Invite you into the bathroom.
Yuck.
Lewis would
look at that.
Lewis
wait.
Would fuck the shit
oh, wait,
out of me.
That's just the ring pop on the other end of it.
Yeah,
though.
It's on Etsy.
Oh, you suck.
That's a good idea. But
no, but I want
oh,
their. I have a question. Would butt plug or I'm sorry, would ring pop create some sort of like? There's nothing that can. Your ass is the dirtiest place on earth. Nothing's going in there that you're like that's going to cause a problem. Like no, it's gonna.
But there
plug,
could be
butt plug.
Butt plug. There could be
what's
like
your butt plugging on.
Juice is flowing, like you know, truffle butter that could get into the vagina that may mess up your pH balance.
Wait,
oh,
what?
For sure.
Truffle butter? What? Yeah,
if you're
truffle
doing,
butter is like poop cum.
If you're doing anything anally, just the woman should expect to get a UTI or yeast infection.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
It's happening.
The azo pills before, I think.
What are the azo pills?
Azo pills will like get your pH balance.
That's at like literally, you can only buy them on whore.com.
They're at CVS.
You have to be
a fucking idiot.
Pig.
You're stupid. Idiot. You have the dirtiest dick in the planet. You can get them at CVS. Shut the fuck up.
Wow.
The fucking azo pills. I never heard of these. I used to have some girls like
you just don't listen.
My son's mother was like, I think, allergic to my dick.
Yeah.
Like, really?
She would get like fucking like just regularly like just have issues when we would have sex. Regularly. There's certain girls that I would have like. Our pH balances, whatever it was, it just didn't make sense. And then certain girls, it just fucking was never an issue.
Yeah.
It's weird. But then I also read that it might be in your spit. And I love I love to eat pussy. Yeah. So I'm regularly going down there. And I think I'm fucking, your mouth has a lot of bacteria and weird shit in it.
That's true.
Yeah. Especially your fucking calzone breath over here.
it's like shooting pepperoni into her pussy.
Ricotte in your cunt.
Your cunt. We got there.
We got there, folks.
Oh, shit.
Oh, boy.
By the way, I found that sugar can actually help with a prolapsed anus, so maybe the butt plug might... the ring cup might help.
Talk about silver lining Shannon over there.
Yo. Dude, I really want to use a ring pop as a butt plug of my girlfriend.
It's pretty thick, a ring pop.
No thicker than a butt plug. It's smaller than a butt plug.
But a butt plug has a spear end. It starts
It's
pointy.
Tapered.
Tapered,
yeah.
It is tapered.
So you could enjoy the ring pop.
Yeah, make it
minutes.
Sharp. Like, like you do with a candy cane.
Yeah. Yes.
Turn into a little pointy stabby thing. Like,
all right. Puerto Rican shanker.
No, why don't you just have James do it? Sorry.
Come on.
Ho, ho, ho.
Got it.
Come on.
Come
on. Let's see. What is this Olivia Dunn thing?
Okay.
Olivia Munn?
Dunn.
Dunn.
So apparently, according to this article, they say that she posted something where she accidentally flashed her nipple. So of course they've taken it down everywhere. This is the photo that they've
Find it, Shannon?
Yeah, yeah.
Shannon, if you would have brought this story up and we didn't have Livy Dunn's nipple, and I mean this, I would have fucking fired
you.
Okay,
but here's the thing. I don't see nipple in this, so I think it's just an overreaction, but this is the original picture that was taken down.
Whoa.
Oh, I see
Do
a little
see it?
A little
She's so
nip.
Cute.
Yeah.
Maybe very
I
cute.
Guess just a nip tiny
right
bit
there.
Right
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
That's not much.
She's a good girl.
I think it's lace that makes it look like a nipple.
The way it's curled, like folding. Yeah,
yeah. I understand.
I
what
trust
you're
the lesbian.
Yeah, she is a gymnast.
Oh wow!
And she held the title of top girl here on the show for a little while, like the hottest girl alive. We don't really have a top. We kind of gave up on the top girl segment.
Mm.
But she's fucking She's Shannon. Pull up her latest Instagram. I haven't looked at Livy Dunn's Instagram in a hot minute.
So she also recently. So after this, she started posting again, and she posted pictures from her spring break. So I have some of those.
Let's see.
Pull them up.
Yeah, she's a wild one. This one.
Hachi machi.
Yeah, she's no joke.
Yowza.
Some people will say, Louis, you're a pedophile because she looks like she's 16 years old. And to those people, I say yes.
But no penetration.
No, I'm just gonna
oh.
I'm just gonna fucking just gonna put my face up against her asshole. I'm gonna let her fart directly into my nose.
Yes.
And then I'm gonna walk away, and that's okay.
Oh.
I'm not being a creep. You guys are being creeps.
I'm upset. I've never heard of this, bro.
You never heard of this shit.
And this is a LSU. That's my alma mater.
Oh, yeah.
Is it?
Oh yeah.
Mark wow. collab.
I have no idea.
Wowza.
Great collab.
Yeah,
her
she's
ass
no joke.
Is crazy.
Yeah, she's
oh.
No joke. She's wild.
This, oh!
She knows what she's doing.
Where's Mark. A ring pop when you need it? Hachi machi.
Hachi machi.
Mark Norman discovering Livy Dunn. This is great,
this
dude.
Is
yeah, she's,
look at that fucking
yeah,
goober
she's, with,
she's
a,
with.
A baseball player. He's a pirate, I believe.
A butt pirate. How is bro pulling her is the first comment.
Yep.
Damn.
Look at that mustache on that guy.
No, a pirate. An Asian guy who flies a plane.
Yeah, she's up there, dude.
Hell yeah.
She's up there. She's pretty...
How good is she at gymnastics?
I think she's
who
actually
cares?
Legit.
I think she's good,
I
too.
I think she's actually legit. So that's the thing, like... That's part of it, right? The
yeah.
part of it is the fact that she's, like, elite-level athlete mm-hmm. who's really good... And then she's fucking gorgeous.
Right.
And so it's like, and those, that's where you get very, it's a, you know, very few
yes.
times does that happen.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They try to do it like Ronda Rousey, but Ronda Rousey wasn't actually beautiful. She looked like a fucking
she's hard
toe.
Right?
Yeah,
yeah, decent bod.
Hot enough. She's kind of like brawlic. I'm not like
that. That like figure skater or speed skater who Jake Paul is with is a smoke show.
Pull her up.
Oh, I don't know. I don't
Jake
know.
Jake Paul? Is that Logan? Which one's the younger one?
Jake is the younger one.
I'm fairly certain he's with a crazy hot. I think she might be Eastern European Russian or something.
Mm.
But she's so hot.
Let's see. Jake Paul's girlfriend.
Huge ass. And she's an, I think, Olympic speed skater.
Yeah. Mm. See, that's fucking, dude, there's something about that. Like this is why, dude, my girl's very attractive, but her being like a high level dancer,
right.
Like yeah. The way that she like moves. Like, I appreciate it. I'm like,
sure.
I'm like, that's like, fuck, I can't do, I respect that. Any other girl that I've dated, I can do what they do better, right? There's nothing they can do that I can't do better. My girl can actually do something better than me.
Yes, and it shows.
Oh, your girl could do a lot better than you.
But it's not just a hot girl, like, selfieing all day.
Right.
Yes, you're right. Just because somebody sent me this chick, Brecky Hill, because she looks like her, but she's just an OnlyFans whore. And for all intents and purposes, she actually might be hotter than Livy Dunn, like physically hotter.
Pull her up.
But
yeah, yeah, she's very hot.
She's ridiculous. But yeah,
I think Livy's has a pretty
No, I think
face.
Livy's hotter too. I think Livy's so hotter too. But I mean, this bitch is like, she's obviously wildly hot, but like it doesn't even compare because all she is a whore.
Right.
That's all she's got.
Her personality begins and ends with those photos.
Yeah, exactly.
She might be good at shopping.
Maybe, possibly.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, but if that's all you are, like, that's why I never was like, oh, like an OnlyFans chick, they can never be top girl. And that's not you, Karen, because you're a fucking great comedian. You're hilarious.
You
you're awesome
Thanks,
on podcasts.
Liz.
You happen to be OnlyFans whore as well.
On top, don't call me a whore.
You're a Renaissance whore.
Thank you. That sounds better than Marxist.
A jack of all whores.
Jack off.
I am a Renaissance whore.
A jack off all whores. Yeah, but like that's the thing. Like, so that chick, even though she's a fucking smoke show, she was never even in the conversation.
But maybe she's a nurse. You know,
I doubt it. I doubt she does anything like that.
She could be a nurse.
So, like, when you have an elite level chick, like. There's something about it does hit on another. That was the other chick we had. What was the fucking karate bitch?
Because they don't have to be good at anything else.
They can just be hot.
Yeah.
They can just be hot, and they chose to be elite. And there's something fucking super commendable about
that.
Yes. Right?
Agreed.
It's like when you hear about like an MMA fighter or even a comedian who came from a very privileged background,
mm-hmm.
you're like, you didn't need to put yourself through whatever your thing was.
Yeah.
The masochism that is involved in the lowest level of comedy, or I mean, obviously fighting is a different thing, but every young comic is fucking poor and depressed. And it fucking sucks, right? Because in the beginning, the only payment is laughter.
Yeah.
And that's the first 5 to 10 years where you're being paid in laughter and a drink ticket. There's something really like, you know, you have to fucking hate yourself a little bit to put yourself through that.
Yeah.
But fighters.
It's manufactured ambition when you don't have to do it.
Right.
You're not born with that feeling.
Yeah. You get up and do it every day anyway is pretty fucking commendable.
I agree.
And I think fighters are at a higher level because it's such a dangerous thing. It's different than other sports. I think very often sports come from like, you have to be privileged to like, be involved in sports, not always, but very often.
Sports that cost money. Hockey's expensive.
Not even to just cost money. There's like, it's either a last resort or you're fucking really privileged and your parents are like, oh, we want to support this. You go fucking go out for this. Or you don't have parents there for you. You're like, yo, all I have is basketball. Like the only thing I got, you know? But like,
I think that's why fighting is as big as, and comedy too. Fighting is so big because there's DEI, let's change the test scores to help certain groups.
Mm.
This is just like, are you going to get killed or not get killed
right.
in the ring? And I think we crave that.
Yeah, sports in general, and then fighting is even more focused in on that.
Yeah.
You go like, well, you know, that was, I think maybe it was a Rogan quote or a Dana White quote. But he was
what
just
was
talking.
It?
Booga booga. Now he goes.
Elk spaceships.
No, they were talking about
how
in every sport, like ultimately they really just want to fight each other, right? They have this raw aggression. Like in football,
hockey players fight.
But that's in every sport, really. They don't want to put a ball through a net. They want to tear each other's fucking heads off. But you have these silly rules that are put in place, so they can't use their power and aggression. And in MMA and fighting, like they get to, it's the closest representation to true, like, sport, right?
Yeah.
Really fucking cool. Did you guys watch Francis Ngannou get fucking flatlined?
I watched clips.
Anthony Joshua?
Flatlined him.
What?
Second round.
What?
It was brutal. He knocked it down in the first round. You're like, oh, yeah. You're like, all right. Like, you're watching it. You're going like, yeah, he's being outclassed here. This is not like it. And then in the second, he gets knocked down the second time in the second round. And you're like, oh, shit. Then he gets up. You can tell he's just not in. Like, he's not back. He's like, he's kind of like glassy-eyed. And Anthony Joshua just steps in. Doesn't even feint a shot. Just steps in. And as soon as he stands back up, just fucking, just one straight right hand straight through the guard and puts him out. One punch fucking knockout. Flatline. Like, completely knocked out. Second round knockout.
Isn't it cool we live in this time where, like, when I was a kid, it was like, who would win between Bruce Lee and Muhammad Ali?
Yeah,
and you're like, oh, well, Superman would beat up Spider-Man. And now we can actually do it. It's like we're taking these action figures, like Conor McGregor versus Floyd.
Yeah, this is crazy.
Oh, this is afterwards? Oh, no, this is after he was just knocked down. You can see he's still out. Yeah. Look, doesn't even set it up. Just drops an overhand in. Doesn't even set it up, dude. Flatlines. Watch that again.
Wait, was that the beginning of the second round?
This is the beginning of the second round, yeah. No. He was already knocked down. This is 36 seconds left. He was already knocked down. Doesn't even set it up. Just boom.
So he was already stunned.
He was already stunned. And Joshua knew. Joshua was like, oh, he's out. Yeah. Fuck this. Right. Drops an overhand right. Nasty.
Wow.
I mean, this guy hit so
You can
hard.
See how hard that probably
God damn,
kind of makes you respect Tyson Fury for knocking him out.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the day.
Yeah, dude. Well, Tyson Fury, I think he underestimated Ngannou and just came in and just was in his head. Like, I just wasn't able to catch his rhythm. Mm-hmm. He still won. Like, the thing is, everyone went so crazy on Ngannou beating or going the distance with Tyson Fury and knocking him down that I think everyone just got a little ahead of themselves.
Yeah. Well, what do you think about the Tyson with
Mike Tyson, Jake Paul?
Yeah.
Is that going to happen? Is that
for happening.
Real?
That's for real, yeah.
Well, the age difference is crazy.
Wild.
Like 30 years.
I think if Jake Paul wins, white guys are going to get way too confident.
Absolutely.
We're going to be getting beat up in nightclubs for like the next 6 years if Jake Paul wins.
Look, I think I don't see any path to Mike Tyson beating Jake Paul.
Really?
No
you
way.
You think Paul's going to take it?
Yes.
He's been training pigeons for 30 years.
He's 26 years old. He's an actual, he's genuinely
he's a fighter.
In the prime of his athletic career. He is a decent fighter. He knows how to fight. Mike Tyson is a 57-year-old man. I understand that he still looks good on the pads. When you look at he did the fight against Roy Jones Jr.
a couple years ago.
He didn't flatline Roy Jones Jr. He went against another guy who's fucking out of his prime, right? And he wasn't able to fucking flatline. So the only out Tyson really has is to knock out Jake Paul. I just don't see that happening. I don't see Tyson having the speed and the agility to sort of get in there. I think Paul's going to come in and he's not trying to get fucking knocked out.
I don't think Jake Paul's taking a fight he's going to lose right now.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, he might. Look, he fought Tommy Fury. He'd probably fight Tommy Fury again. But like these guys are like young athletes. I just don't see. I also don't see any upside for Jake Paul in this fight.
It kind of grosses me out a little. I don't really like the idea of a young guy hitting an old guy.
No, neither do I. It sucks. We watched that happen with Evander Holyfield and Vitor Belfort.
Mm.
Right, Evander Holyfield. Right, that was who it was. Pull up Evander Holyfield versus Vitor Belfort. They did a fight, and I think this fight has it's a fair comparison. Now, Vitor Belfort also was out of his prime, but back on steroids, out of his prime in MMA, like he still did this fight, but you're watching an old Evander Holyfield go against a guy who's much younger, much more explosive, much faster. See if you could find that.
I just like went kind of in the middle.
You got it.
You're training to a different level, right? I mean, each fight is going to be a different training regime.
But he's not punching like he did. He's just, it's up. Yeah.
Uh-oh. Wait. It's up. Oh, shit.
He's
Oh, wow.
I mean, you're talking about, like, you know.
He's old.
Right. Ooh, see?
Oh, through the ropes.
Yeah. Like,
I know
like...
you're much more of an expert on combat sports than me, but, like, also, with these guys, once you've been knocked out a couple times, I don't think you're ever the same.
Right.
Yeah. No,
right.
I mean,
brain injuries are so fucking serious,
CTE.
And we don't know half of it yet.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't even know. If you pull up Mike Tyson's record, I don't even remember how it ended. I don't believe it ended with him flatlining guys.
No, Buster didn't. Was it Buster Douglas?
But that was in the 90s. That was like a long, long time ago. He came back and had a resurgence after that.
What was that actress's name?
Robin Givens.
Thank you, Mark.
He's 56-6 with 44 knockouts.
Can we see, pull up his last few fights?
It is kind of cheating. It's like fucking Jane Fonda now. If you fuck Jane Fonda in 1974, it's like, holy shit, you're the king. But if you fuck her now, you're like, all right, dude, you're kind of taking advantage of an old bag here.
Ah, shit. Yeah, pull up his actual like opponents and what happened in the last few fights.
God, he's scary, huh?
He is.
He's terrifying.
Iron Mike. Used to knock out old ladies in Brooklyn and take her purse.
Kevin McBride, I don't even know who that is. Danny Wilkinson, he lost these.
Danny McBride's brother.
Yeah, he lost these fights. Then he got a win over Cliffin, lost to Lennox Lewis. Yeah, he ended up losing to some guys. Pull up the last guy he lost to, Kevin McBride. Just pull up his record. Well, I mean, my assumption is this guy's not like a world beater. Like, and he lost to these guys a decade ago. So why would he be able to beat a guy who's now in his prime, who's pretty good? Like, he did genuinely beat Anderson Silva. It's not like Aaron Woodley. No, he fucking like legit can fight.
Oh, he's white?
Wait, he beat Tyson?
Yeah, he beat Tyson 35 and 10.
He's also Irish. Irish people can fight. And he's 6'6".
Yeah. Yeah, this guy started losing. Yeah, I mean, look, all these losses. He had that win against Tyson. He had a decent record when he fought Tyson. Then he just fucking fell off completely.
Yep.
Yeah, whatever. I don't think there's really no upside for Jake Paul. Like, what is it? So you knock this guy out or you beat him? Like, you beat an old man?
Like, what is public sentiment going to think of that?
The problem, like, I think that Jake Paul...
It's a name thing. Tyson is a name.
Yeah.
He just has an opportunity to start getting respect. He just beat this guy who is like a no name. Nobody even knew Jake Paul fought like 2 weekends ago, right?
I had no idea.
Nobody even knew. It was like a really low level like guy that he fought but he knocked him out in the first round. And everyone was like, all right, cool. He's fighting a guy with a winning record, a guy who was an actual boxer, a young contender. Like, start doing those fights. Start developing your legacy.
About the argument of like the spectacle makes more money and
sure, he just doesn't need the money.
Yeah,
like I can do things. I'm not rich in any sense. Like, I do just okay.
You're
right,
rich in spirit.
I'm rich in spirits. Two bottles
Airlines.
Of wine last night. So, but no, like I choose to not like I could go make money. Fuck, there's a million things I could do to make money. I choose not to. Because I have a clear path for my career and I'm doing certain things. Jake Paul doesn't need to do anything. He literally is fucking set for life, generational wealth for life, has multiple businesses, makes millions and millions and millions of dollars. Maybe over $100 million he's worth, right? Like,
really?
Definitely tens of millions.
Maybe it's altruistic of him to do these fights, like the spectacle-like fights. Maybe it's good for Tyson's team, or maybe. Get more people paid. Or...
Yeah, it just makes you more famous. Get your name out there more. I mean, it is a talking point. Mike Tyson fighting some young white guy.
This was shown on the article about this fight, and they posted this with Mike Tyson showing what bad shape he's in.
Oh, look at that. He's got a walking stick. Oh, I didn't know he was this fucked up.
Yeah, he's also always like stoned to the gills. He probably doesn't even know that he took the fight. He was probably on edibles.
Yeah. It's like has a shillelagh.
Yeah,
They made ear-shaped edibles for Mike Tyson?
Yeah.
No.
With
that's
a bite
funny.
Out of them.
Yeah.
But it's illegal to sell them most places.
Yeah, because you can't sell like...
Yeah, edibles can't look like... they
candy.
Can't be appealing to kids. So that's why they're always like squares and shit.
Yeah, there they are. Mike
that's
bites.
Fun.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, my son. I just had like regular like Sour Patch Kids in the house, and then my son took them, and he ate one, and then he knows now. He knows that I have like edibles, and he was like, "Wait a minute." He was like, "Dad," he was like, "I ate one of these."
Good
he was
prank.
Like, "Is that going to be?" And I was like, "No." I would never leave it just on the counter for you. You know,
did he eat one?
No, he. But it was a regular Sour Patch Kid. No, it was a regular Sour. No, I wouldn't be saying it on the. The podcast. My son would be taken away. Right. No. I keep my. I have a specific place in my house, which is like a drawer for
just tummy.
A drawer for like my edibles, where I keep my bong. It's where I keep like, you know, it's not even a drawer, it's a cabinet. So for the most part, I, you know, but he knows better than to just fucking start eating candies out of the house.
Yeah.
Dad's house is where you don't just pick up something and put it in your mouth.
I had one the other day, a long day, two flights, two shows, no sleep. And I'm like, tonight I'm getting some good sleep in this hotel room. Mm-hmm. I take sleeping pills every night. Mm-hmm. I was out. I found a pill in the bottom of my travel bag and I was like, oh, a sleeping pill. Took it. Adderall.
No, Mark.
Adderall.
I stayed up all night.
Mark.
I was so tired, and now I can't sleep. I'm just laying in the dark,
poor thing.
Thinking.
That's
so
awful.
When did you realize it was Adderall?
You know, like
when it kicked in.
30 minutes in. I fell asleep for like 8 minutes, and I woke up like,
oh, that sucks.
Oh, it was brutal.
I feel so bad. I take these chocolates called Dream. They're made by Source, and they have like 3 or 5 grams of melatonin in them.
Uh-huh.
They fucking knock me out every night.
Really?
Yeah.
Send me that link, because I'm desperate.
I will.
Yeah, I have trouble sleeping. I wake up every day at 4 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Just naturally, I'll wake
smoke
up.
Smoke a little weed, go back to bed.
Smoke a little weed, go back to bed.
Is that the move?
We dated for a while. I know what he does.
Smoke a little weed, go straight back to bed.
I can't do that.
And then
I can't go back to bed.
The best sleep ever.
Wow.
The best sleep I ever. Is that 2 hour back to bed is just fucking. And then I naturally wake up just 2 hours. I don't set any alarms, nothing. Mm.
I don't set alarm, but I'm a 6 a.m. wake up. I can't go back to bed.
Really?
I'm a nap artist, though. I nap every day at 3 p.m.
Mm.
Nap artist is the best way to say you're lazy. I'm a nap artist.
Je suis un artiste.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't. I have a hard time napping, too.
I can't nap.
I can't
love
sometimes.
A nap, dude. A little masturbation sends you right into a nap.
Mm.
3 p.m. I start firing off texts to my boyfriend, get a little excited. Then I go to
my
porn.
You call this guy your boyfriend now?
Yeah, he's my boyfriend.
Woo!
Thank you.
Wow. Big step. Ring
Karen's
pop time.
Got a boyfriend.
Ring pop my cherry. Yeah. You guys don't get sleepy after you jerk
off? If you had to have a piece of candy shoved up your ass, besides a ring pop, what would it be?
Twizzler. I'm going skinny. I got a little
good
booty
choice.
Hole.
A little. It's going to also look like poop. I don't like that. Anything chocolate going in
Twizzler's
or out of your
not
asshole.
Chocolate.
It's red.
It's red.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was imagining a Twix.
Oh.
Which looks exactly
and
like
there's two of them.
Karen's poop.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a quick moment and thank Capsulite for supporting today's show. That is Capsulite. It is an incredible hangover remedy that you take during and before drinking that gets rid of all of those awful feelings you have the day after drinking. So all the nausea and the dehydration and that awful feeling you have. I'll tell you right now, it's truly the most potent product on the market. It's doctor formulated and it actually helps to support your liver.
Yep, it gets rid of the toxic byproducts of alcohol that cause the symptoms of a hangover, not dehydration, and it comes in a portable packet so you can take it right to the bar with you.
Yeah, it is really a great product. I love this. I take this on the road with me every weekend because I've been drinking a ton while I'm touring. You guys should as well. All you got to do to try it out is go to Capsulite.com, that's Capsulite.com, and use the promo code GAS when you check out, and you're going to save 30% off your order today. 30% off Capsulite.com. All right, where were we? Yeah.
You don't want a baby Ruth. That thing's nutty. It's like jagged.
Yeah, Twizzler is nice and skinny.
Yeah.
But I almost feel like the end of the Twizzler is kind of like jagged.
Well, in my fantasy, the man I'm in love with is going to lube it up a little before he shoves it up there.
Oh, he's going to lube it up.
Yeah, nerd's rope. That's the move.
Yeah. And you call your pussy a Sour Patch. All right.
And then thank you, Benny and the Jets. I appreciate you in the Race of Life, Jet. It's just a giant shot of your vagina. I mean, just close up. Just fucking.
How's it look?
Can you turn that laptop for a brother?
Blammo.
Oh, wow, that's a good-looking slit you got there.
That's a good-looking slit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking about that this morning in the gym. I'm always, like, pussy out at the gym. I don't want to get us demonetized or anything, but can I say this?
You can say whatever you want.
Like,
matter.
I think women are just I'm very lucky, I guess. Like, I got a tight little vagina. I don't have hangy labia. So I'm just, like,
So what is the issue? What are you even saying?
All
right
the
now?
Other
I feel like
women,
you're just bragging about your tight pussy right now.
I kind of am, but I just never see any other pussies. Like, I'm just the only
so
one.
So you wear the...
In the locker room.
Oh, in the locker room.
Right.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, like, the modern woman, like, a lot of these women are just, like, covering and hot. So, like, I'm like, there's just girls in here.
I don't cover anymore in the gym. I used to be the guy that would cover my little dick and hide in the corner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And now I think it's hilarious just to walk around with my little fucking putt out.
Yeah. Even like in the sauna today, the most comfortable position to sit is like my
leg up, like, pussy, wow. Pussy shown.
Right on the jets.
But, the weirdest part when I did a show at a nudist resort, the weirdest thing was co-ed bathrooms because everybody's naked anyway. Mm. It is so weird to take a shit and then walk out naked.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because everybody walks around with a towel to put down when you sit.
Right.
And it was the weirdest feeling just being naked, walking out of the stall and like washing your hands and walking back out.
Yeah. Can you notice this? And this, is this a new thing? Women show camel toe in a very like...
Yeah, camel toe's like in.
Yeah. I like it, obviously, but it's just like, it's also like particular, like, it's crazy how hoary it is.
I guess so, yeah. But, and some lips are bigger than others.
Yeah.
Some shit's like a bulge right down there.
There's like a pitcher's mouth.
It'll be like on, you'll be on Instagram and you'll just like, maybe it's like a chick and like the shot she chooses is just like her fucking.
Yeah.
Does that get you guys hard? Just camel toe?
Nah. It depends on the toe.
Yeah. Cause
does
I don't
get me hard. If Shannon was wearing something with toe,
yeah,
that would fucking rule.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hotter if you sneak it. Like, oh, shit, Shannon doesn't know where her moose knuckle's out. But if it's like, hey, look at this fucking bulge I got, fellas, that's not as hot.
It's aggressive. Yeah, yeah, yeah. If it's supposed to, it's, if we're not
like,
supposed to see it.
As a girl, I love seeing a dick outline in, like, sweatpants.
Sure. I wish I had a fucking dick for a nice pair of gray sweatpants. I try to wear gray sweatpants. I look like a Barbie. It's fucking like just an indentation, like a plastic pussy in between my legs.
He's just Lewis.
He is the balls. You need the balls to be
to prop the cock up. Yeah. That's what my balls aren't great. I got little balls. My dick's not that fucking great. It all gets tucked in my fat. Oh, you fucking sucks.
Damn.
It sucks down there. If I could wear gray sweatpants, it would change the game.
I'll just have a fucking John Hamm.
John Hamm, God, dude. Is the best
that thing
example.
Fucking swings.
It's crazy.
Pull him up.
Just a fucking hammer.
It's
just
crazy.
John Hammer.
He's had to like ask people to stop putting pictures
really?
Of the outline of his deck like online. Because he walks around in like suit pants and you see it like slanging and banging on the red his knee.
Well, these big dick guys, they're all getting it out there on purpose. Yeah. Like Chris Evans, Drake. I think that's all.
Michelle Obama.
Oh, 100%. The Drake thing was definitely leaked on purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah, leaking your shit is like, you know, it's attention seeking. Mm.
I got really turned on the other day on Instagram. A girl, she was real thin, but she had just a fat, like, pussy area.
Okay.
And she was just a video of her bouncing, like, her pubic mound.
Oh, wow.
And it was a tiny chick with just a fat pussy.
That's niche.
And it was really hot.
Jim Norton likes that, too. He just, but it's just a dick.
No, right. That's just an Audi.
Yeah.
It's an Audi. Good car.
Jim Norton put a cock ring on her finger. All right, let's see. Thank you very much, Emily. You're the fucking bomb. The bomb diggity. Let's see. Side note, if anyone listened to Crypto West's tips a couple months ago, you're fucking rolling in it right now. I gave a crypto tip. I don't know nothing about crypto. I have a buddy who just gave me, I hit him up. I was like, dude, give me fucking tips because he makes millions in crypto. And I was like, I don't know fucking anything, dude. I was like, I got a little bit of money. It's like I'll fuck around with. He gave me some tips.
And do you get
Bitcoin's
out?
Crushing. Bitcoin's at like
I'm not out yet. I'm not out yet.
Be careful because it drops real quick.
Yeah. I'm not out yet, boys.
I sold profit from my Bitcoin and like kept like some in there and just like put it in my IRA, like just maxed out my Roth account.
That's what they say is do that. You can turn fucking, you know, you could turn like 30, 50 grand. If you're willing to just part with that now, just fucking when you retire 30 years from now, it's like real money.
Yeah. My friend claims that the key is like, Disney comes out with a Black Mermaid, the stock goes way down.
By then.
Right. Bud Light, Bill Mulvaney, by then.
Kumia said this to me years ago. He was like, watch any company that gets canceled. And he was talking about, was it Pizza Hut? No, Papa John's.
Papa John's, the N-word.
He was like, you buy, it's like when they fuck, when the stock drops.
Ordered Papa John's that day. In solidarity.
Right.
It's probably against my better interest, but I bought a lot of AI stock.
No black olives.
AI stock.
Yeah, NVIDIA. It's a really good stock. Made me a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
You made you money.
This.
I got to fucking make money, doggy. I don't
NVIDIA
know what I'm
sounds
doing
like a black chick.
I'm testing with black women.
Right. Didn't some guy get in trouble for going viral for saying the Little Mermaid's ugly? people calling
recently,
him racist.
Yeah,
some dude.
He like posted her picture and was
yeah,
like,
he was
ew.
Like, yeah, he was like, what a gross fucking black whore.
Kumia?
This Kumia.
It was no, it was like some was. Dude. I think he might be on Gavin's network, actually. The dude. I don't know the guy, but.
Is it that guy Vito?
I don't know. I don't know. But Aaron I mean, Burr. I understand what the guy was saying. She's objectively like in the picture.
She's cute.
I think she's cute.
She's not hot in the picture. Her eyes are like a fucking deer. They're like on the side of her head. It's kind of weird looking. Pull up the picture of this girl, Black Little Mermaid.
Well, it's her first time swimming. Yeah. It's hard. She's trying to look around.
Let's see.
Yeah, she does kind of look like a hammerhead.
Ah, she's cute.
She's cute.
She's pretty, obviously.
She's pretty. The eyes are far apart, but it kind of
the
works.
Eyes are far apart. Yes.
She kind of looks like a fish.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, she's not, you know, she's not
pretty.
Ugly, but she's, here's the thing, she's not ugly, but she's just not like, that's oh my a, God, so beautiful. Like,
oh, that's a pretty girl right
I
there.
I think she's pretty. I think it's racist to call her ugly. You just don't like black girls.
That's not true because there was one black girl. Do you remember her name?
Which one?
You dated a black girl.
I did date a black girl.
I remember. Yeah. She unplugged your refrigerator.
With the Disney stuff.
She didn't unplug my refrigerator. She cut the cord to my refrigerator.
Wait, what?
We got into an argument. I was.
What happened?
That is so funny to me.
Yeah, she went into my Instagram and saw like I like DM'd some chick. It wasn't even anything bad. I just DM'd her something like pretty benign for the Puerto Rican rattlesnake. It was fucking pretty innocent. And then I came home and she
benign. I'd be a nine.
Yeah, dude. She fucking she cut the cord to my refrigerator. She almost killed herself. She didn't unplug it. She fucking swam and then
almost whoa. Electrocuted herself.
Yeah, or? She almost electrocuted herself. The whole power to the entire house was out.
Whoa!
She walks back in with an afro. What were you up to?
Yeah, I don't know. She was a good chick, you know. But yeah, see, I'm attracted to black chicks sometimes.
No, I know. I didn't say you weren't.
Yeah.
You didn't post a picture of a black girl saying, ew.
But he didn't say, the guy, I'm not going to defend the guy. I don't give a shit about the guy, but he didn't actually say anything about her race. He said she's ugly. And then everyone was like, you fucking racist piece of shit. Where it's like, you don't have to be attracted to somebody. It doesn't always,
know,
have, it doesn't always have to be about race.
I bet you that guy is a racist, though. I would feel comfortable placing a bet.
Maybe. Well, who was the guy? Do you remember?
I don't know.
Shannon, do you know who the guy was?
But I think if you're every combination of words to find it.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, but it's a lot of race baiting these days.
Oh yeah.
It's nonstop. Like every fucking story doesn't have to be about. I saw another. We don't got to watch the video because I think it's pretty fucking graphic. But it was like a fight.
I saw this.
The girl banging the girl's head.
That is too much. I couldn't watch it.
Yeah, some black girl fucking grabs this white girl and starts smacking her head on the floor like really aggressively. I think they said the girl was in critical condition. Then I also read that the girl died.
I think she's in critical.
I heard both. Find out what the truth is to that story,
this.
Shannon. I don't want to watch it.
I can't watch it.
Okay, yeah, I purposely
did. I already jerked off to it, so I'm desensitized to it, but...
I purposely didn't include it because I feel like you hate teenager fight videos.
Oh, I hate watching kids get hurt.
And girls
just,
hurt
yeah.
is
As of 11 hours ago, she is in critical condition.
Okay, let's take a quick moment and thank YourKratom.com for supporting today's show. YourKratom.com is the number one fucking sponsor of all things here at Gas Digital. They sponsor Skankfest. They're the marquee sponsors for Skankfest. So if you guys are over 21 years old and in the market for Kratom, you got to get it from YourKratom.com.
That's right. They have all the best strains, the best customer service. It's just a great product, and it's the best deal in the world to create them. $60 for an entire kilo delivered right to your door.
Just go to yokratom.com. There's no promo code needed because they already have the best deal on the internet, $60 for a kilo. All right, where were we? So, but here's the thing. The people are like going like, oh, you know, it would be a national story if it was a white kid attacking a black kid. And then you kind of watch the video, you go like, it was just a bunch of people. This had nothing to do with race. They're a bunch of ghetto-ass people, including the white people.
Right.
There was a bunch of ghetto-ass people that were having a fight. And it was multiple people fighting each other. Black people fighting black people, a white girl fighting this girl. The white girl squared up with this other girl. She got fucked up. Like, yo, here's what happened. She didn't get attacked. It wasn't a mob. It wasn't like a black-on-white crime. This ghetto-ass white bitch who was involved with some ghetto-ass fucking black people. It seems. I don't know. But what it seems... she got fucked up in a fight. The black girl just did something horrible, which is if you're gonna like, you have to, You know, you have to be a dude. If you're fucking fighting somebody, like, you could actually kill somebody by smacking their fucking head to the floor.
Of course.
I don't think that was the intent, though. I think, like, you get caught up in the moment. I got into a fight in high school and I soccer kicked this kid in the face.
Whoa.
Right? Now you look at it now, like, I didn't know how to really fight. And I remember, like, punching the kid. I was punching him on the top of his head. I was hurting my hands. And then I got up. And this kid was a senior in high school. I was in freshman. He started dating the girl that I was dating that summer. She was in eighth grade. I remember this. Jennifer Richardson was her name. I was in ninth grade. She was in eighth grade. This senior in high school started dating her and, like, making fun of me every day. And I was like, you're a sick fuck, dude. You're dating a girl who's fucking. I was like, you're almost an adult, sir.
Yeah.
Right? And then I got into a fight with him afterwards. And then I remember I got up and I soccer kicked him right in the fucking face, right across his chin. And I think about that now as an adult. And I was like, yo, all it took was just, like, the right placement.
Yep.
The right placement. An inch higher in the temple, behind the ear. You could turn somebody off.
Oh, yeah.
You could turn somebody off. My intent was not to kill somebody. My intent was not to hurt him in any meaningful way. You're just a fucking punk-ass kid, and you don't know. You have no idea. I'm just becoming an adult. I'm 14 years old. Just knowing my own size and my own strength. 2 years before that, I was playing with G.I. Joes. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's something about that.
Me too, but a different way.
So it's just like, I think that whole situation, you look at it, you're like, God damn, it's just unfortunate across the board. The girl who got hurt, the girl whose life is probably ruined now because she's going to probably go to fucking prison for attempted murder or some shit like that. Like, it's all just fucking crazy. Like, it's just wild.
Yeah.
And you hear about people saying that, like, about people getting into fights and you punch him, then he accidentally hits his head on the pavement.
Right.
It doesn't happen too often, but it can happen.
Yeah.
You know, I don't, I argued with Joe Rogan about that. He was like, that happens all the time. And I was like, no, it doesn't. I was like, it doesn't happen all the time. I've never heard of
it. He's a lot closer to the ground than most people.
But I mean, I don't know how often, like, people are accidentally murdering people with their bare hands, but it definitely happens. And then it's also like, you get caught up in the moment of, like, you're in a fight with, like, five people. Let's say somebody picks up a fucking weapon or something. Then you just grab a weapon because you're just like, your adrenaline kicks in and you're just fucking there. My buddy Crypto West, who gave me my crypto tip, we were with our girlfriends, who both the girls we were dating were fucking little sluts. That's what these girls were.
Right? I don't remember Crypto West.
I was dating the chick, this chick who was like, I want to say 19 or whatever, and she used to wear like little mini skirts with her ass hanging out. It was a girl that I wrote the poem about. The Legion of Skanks poem, and he was dating this fucking little fucking bitch. This chick was really hot that he was dating.
Pull her up.
Her name was Candace, and she was like half black, half white, and she, like, her body was righteous, like tight. And I remember she went out with him on Halloween one year, and her and her friends were Victoria's Secret Angels.
Oh, jeez.
And all they were was wearing thong underwear.
Yeah, they were sluts with wings.
And wings.
What?
This guy, who's like a fucking, like, kind of like alpha bro, like NYU kid, like, he's just walking around literally getting into fights with black people all night because black people just do not care. They're like, yo, and honestly, rightfully so. If your girl's wearing something like that, mm-hmm. I'm not saying dressing provocatively. Like, dude, I like when my girl wears something. I tell her when we go out, she's like, what do you want to wear? I was like, yeah, wear something a little slutty. Wear a skirt. No,
black guys love wings.
But, like, I like when my girl dresses a little slutty. I'm like, yo, yeah, wear a short skirt. Like, you know, it's hot. Like, and then, you know, you try to fucking slip a finger in sometimes. It's fucking, you know, you'd be a little creep. I like it. But to a tasteful degree. If your girl's going out wearing fucking underwear, thong underwear in New York City on Halloween night where everyone's getting fucked up and drunk, you got to leave that bitch. You got to leave her. Yep. It's over.
Let her get raped.
Yeah, let her go get fucking raped. This is fucking crazy. Dude, rape on the fucking first date. All right, and so we were hanging out with our girls one day, and these guys, like, one of the guys started hitting on his girlfriend. Like, we were at the San Gennaro Festival.
Oh, yeah.
See, everyone's getting drunk during the day. We're just downtown. We're, like, on one of those patios where everyone's, like, outside, but everyone's just getting, like, hammered, dude. And this guy keeps on, like, making, like, eyes at this girl, at his girl. And she, because she's a fucking dumb whore, right? Just because this is the woman fucking mentality. No offense. Instead of her being like, oh shit, let me fucking defuse the situation because I know I'm dressed like a whore and this guy's making eyes at me and I know my boyfriend's here with his boy and it's like, it could turn into a thing. She's like, yeah, that guy keeps on making faces at me. And she tells him. So then my boy starts staring at him. This guy's staring at him. Then his boy's staring at me. Now it's a thing where we're all in a fucking thing.
What is the purpose of you big men, if not to fight guys that are looking at us that we don't want to look at?
Don't fucking wear a super provocative outfit. And then when, like, guys are going to just fucking say something. That's the thing. Like, guys are going to fucking say something to you. And then if you know you're with your man, I just feel like she shouldn't have said anything. She should have been like, yo, we were just like stopping there for a drink. We could have went somewhere else. She was the girl who was looking to get us into a thing. She loved it. You know what I'm saying? In fact, no.
It's very validating attention wise, right?
The way it popped off too is like, he was like, yo, he's like, you know, stop saying something to your girl. He's like, yo, I'm not saying nothing to your girl. Like, he might not have even said anything, to be honest with you. Like, it could have been her fucking just being a drunk bitch. And then we were about to back off. And then she was like, yo, fuck you. He was like, yo, fuck you. And then she goes over and she punched the guy.
This girl's a problem.
So then we're in a thing. We're in a whole thing. And I remember my boy Wes, like his boy, this guy had like two or three guys with him. I'm there.
Oh, no.
We're having this fucking scuffle. And my boy Wes grabbed the ketchup bottle, right?
Glass.
Yeah, yeah. And like he's introducing a weapon to it. Now this guy pulls out a fucking pocket knife.
Oh, no.
What?
Yeah, dude. And I'm in a weapon war. Right. It was like, what was that fucking movie with Leonardo DiCaprio with the 5 points in New York City?
Gangs of New York.
The Gangs of New York, dude. I'm in a fucking, like, straight up, somebody's got a sickle. Some other's got a hook hand. We're in a weapon war over some dumb whore.
Wow. So what happened?
It ended up just getting broken up. We ended up not getting it. Like, too many people were there. We went to opposite directions. Yeah. And that was that. And then what's funny is I saw the guy, the main guy, in front of Madison Square Garden. I was selling Comedy Club tickets, like, you know, maybe a month later. And he came up to me. And he was like, yo, remember me? And I was like, yeah. He was like, yo, small world, right? And we just kind of, like, laughed it off. And, like, that was that. Yeah, but that was the end of it.
Damn. That's the weird thing about New York. It's, like, 9 million people. But you tend to see the same weirdos all over.
That's true.
It's such a small world. Have you ever been somewhere, like, in the world? And then ran into somebody just so randomly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, how are we both here? Like, I know you, but we're both here at the exact same point.
That was me and
world.
Mark Norman at LaGuardia Friday morning.
That's right.
That's not anywhere in the world. It's both traveling, you're both getting in a flight on the weekend to go to.
It's like when you saw Youngblood in Europe.
I saw Andrew.
What?
I saw Andrew. Was it Europe? No, it was in
it was Vegas. Excuse me. Mm.
But it wasn't just seeing somebody in Vegas. Like, Vegas. Vegas is a really big place, and there's so many people.
Yeah.
So to run into somebody in Las Vegas, the way we ran into him, we were
crossing a bridge, right?
Yeah, you know when, like, to try to cross the street on the Strip, you have to, like, go down and go over, like, an overpass. Mm-hmm. That's how the streets in Vegas are a little bit weird. Like, we ended up making a wrong turn, and we just ended up on this, like, overpass, and it was just us and him, just randomly.
Yeah, that's wild.
You produced a special, right?
Yeah, I'm putting it on my YouTube.
Oh, sick.
Yeah, try to throw people a bone. I threw Carmen Lynch up there, Doug Key, a couple guys.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very altruistic of you, Mark.
When did you fucking learn this word in a word count
really
today?
I'm really into saying altruism.
Just stop saying altruism today. Please, right. Karen, chill.
All right.
Take a fucking chill pill. let's see. Porn star Sophia Leone.
A lot of porn stars dying.
Yeah, lots.
How's Emily Willis doing? She's my fave.
Karen, I remember a while ago you told me you love Emily Willis.
I love
Who's
her.
Who's that?
She's a hot porn star.
You're going to love her, Mark.
Hot porn bitch. Very, very hot. She's in. She's on, like, life support, right? She's in a coma. Oh,
fuck. What?
Yeah, OD.
Ooh,
drugs.
That's kind of a hot
And she
porn
was, like, transitioning to mainstream stuff. She was in, like, an art film. Like, our director, like, liked her. Like,
they do that sometimes, and it never pans out.
That's not true.
Who's it? Who to pan out for?
Jenna Jameson.
She transitioned to mainstream stuff. You mean she played
a porn star.
A porn star in, like, two movies.
Yep.
Private Parts.
Congrats, Jenna.
Yep. Yeah, that wasn't.
She did move on to Zombie Strippers.
See?
All right.
Yeah, Tito Ortiz.
I mean, I think that what's her name got, Sasha Gray got some mainstream, like, independent film success.
Mia Khalifa has a lot of fashion brand deals.
I saw that.
She's another one. Like, no, Mia, you're still just a porn whore. I get that you're trying to, like, say you're not.
Well, now she's trying to be a wrestler.
Is she?
No.
Yeah, she's training to wrestle, yeah.
Really? Paul, get in there.
One step down from stand-up comedy.
The only thing she should be still, like, fashionable is a raincoat. Just from getting showered with semen.
Yeah, so it's been four different porn stars over the course of the past couple months, right? There was Cagney Lynn Carter died of a drug overdose, Emily Willis, and then there was the other chick and her boyfriend, right? Jesse Jane.
Mm-hmm.
That was like a couple months ago.
Damn.
They died. But this new one, Sophia Leone, which I like. Honestly, Emily Willis is somebody that I jerked off to in the wild.
Very pretty,
but never really jerked off to any of the other chicks too often. Like, yeah, I guess Jesse Jane back in the Pirates porno back, and then I was really young. I did.
Oh yeah,
but I didn't really give a shit about Jesse Jane that much. Cagney Lynn Carter, never really gave a shit about. Emily Willis, I have fucking doggy. I fucking jerked it to her plenty
Can
of
we
times.
See her?
She's hot.
I love her.
She's really? She's a smoke show.
She's really good at porn too.
Oh yeah, very attractive.
Yeah, she's fucking hot, dude. She's got a big ass, small titties.
Yeah, she's pretty, and she's just all the stuff that I watch her in. She's just good. She commits.
A lot of BBC.
She's in this one porn where she plays like a crazy girl in like a mental institution, and like two guys.
It's a documentary.
Two guys come and like DP her. It's fucking awesome.
All right, well, I like it. You care about the plot.
You like a double penetration, Karen.
Yeah.
Would you ever be double if that was the way to experience anal? Would you ever be double penetrated? Two men at
two
the same
men?
Time. Penis. Butt.
I mean.
Hold on. Put the sexy music on, folks.
Oh no.
Put the sexy music on. Dim the lights. Karen, you're going to commit a relationship. Let's say it turns him on. Let's say it turns him on. He's like, I want to see a guy fuck you in the ass while you're riding me.
Yeah, I would.
You would do it.
If he wanted it, yeah. If like the guy that I'm dating right now, I'm so in love with him, I would do whatever he wanted.
Whatever he wanted sexually.
Yeah, yeah. I would try.
That's a good girl.
I am concerned about just the logistics.
Yeah.
Physically, I just feels painful.
It's a little
perhaps.
Crowded.
I dated a girl once and she told me it was the best thing she'd ever experienced.
DP.
But
DP.
That, yeah, because you're hitting the erogenous zone simultaneously, probably. She probably came really hard.
Yeah. I'm sure.
The balls are so close.
Balls are smacking and then
smacking.
The underside
of
your
clack.
Let me ask you a question. Do you do opposite rhythm?
Right.
So the underside of your dick is like doing like this?
What if you start a fire?
Or do you do it at the same time so you don't feel the dick? You pretend it's not there. Yeah.
I think you put a sheet of paper in between.
Yeah. Something. Paper cut on your balls.
a sheet of paper.
I'm gonna do it, dude.
Maybe a little curtain.
I don't know.
I don't know if I could do it. I don't know if I could double penetrate a woman. That would be difficult. I've double teamed a gal.
Yes,
who hasn't?
We've double teamed some gals in our days.
Rotisserie.
Yeah, little suck and fuck action, mm-hmm. but never the double pen. And I would also feel like they would always volunteer me to be the butthole, and that would make me insecure.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, I get it. I get it. I'm butthole.
Yeah. I don't know.
Always tough to do the
Karen, have you ever
team.
Been double teamed? You
no.
pig. You animal. You piece of shit.
Never
you have
been
to.
Doubled?
No,
I don't want to know
what?
The answer. I've never been jealous about anything ever with Karen because we're like friends at this point. But as soon as I asked that, I didn't want to know the answer. it did bother me that I found out that I'm not even going to say who you banged. I'm not even going to say the name. This is psychotic.
What? I don't know who he's talking about. Oh, maybe
Blame
I do. Bobby.
Shadow.
Bobby's obsessed with it. He keeps bringing it up.
Yeah.
Well, I gotta hear
fucking
that later.
One time in a blackout. It's like so silly.
It's crazy.
Hmm.
It's
we all know him?
Yeah.
Yeah. Know him from the cellar.
And I still can't work there.
You ran the light.
Doggy, it would blow your fucking
I don't think it's
mind.
That crazy.
It's bonkers.
First of all, you don't want me bringing up, I guess everybody knows about this one, but
whatever.
Who cares? No, no one. I'm not going to say anything.
Who are you bringing? Are you bringing shit
I'm
up?
I'm not bringing shit up.
Don't
You're
bring shit up, actually.
Right.
Actually, don't bring
You're
shit up.
You're absolutely right.
What are you talking about?
I, whatever.
This is like a Mexican standoff.
I know.
Don't point that gun at my chin!
No, I've never double teamed.
Everyone in the chat is just saying the name, by the way. They all know.
They
oh,
are,
really?
Yeah, they know, yeah.
Just tell Mark. Why can't you tell Mark? What are you going to
pull? Tell me after.
It's Brendan Sagalow.
Oh, man. Did you feel it? I've just heard nothing but small dog.
You guys are so shitty. Like, oh, but like, I was the pig
we
in that situation.
We are being so mean right now, Sagalow. We're like, oh, it's ridiculous.
It's not, though. We got along that night very well. I was during a relapse. I feel like it was right after I broke up with you.
Wow, you relapsed.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
Lewis
broke my heart and drove me to drink again for a year.
Then Brendan Sagalow calls it a prolapse.
But it was a very bad time in my life. I remember we went back to my place and I was like, there was like empty like chip bags on my floor. Like I was like a pig.
He probably liked that.
Yeah, he was like, "Is there any left?"
Are you hustling and gravel them there?
But I feel
Drew,
like
the Jew in the racist live chat says that's fucking nuts.
That's a real Sagalow point.
Big Champion says,
I'm just proud of my boy.
Rebound into Sagalow.
Good for him.
Fake names of Sagalo Swarm.
That's not a bad for you. That's a good for him.
That is a good for him. That is a good for him.
You're right.
We had a great time.
Yeah, Sagalo cleans up.
Great guy.
Sagalo cleans up. Good for him. No, but when I heard that, it did bother me. I don't know why. It had nothing to do with you. It had to do with a reflection on me. It's like, is that what I am?
Right.
That's what I am to you, is Sagalo?
Yeah, that's very mean.
Yeah.
Well, it's like when Arnold Schwarzenegger fucked his maid. She's so much uglier than his wife, but it's just, it's different.
It's just there.
Yeah, it's there. Sagalo is there.
You're Schwarzenegger. Sagalo Schwarzenegger's maid to you. Just some old fucking fat Mexican lady.
Yeah, he cleaned up.
Hey. Yeah.
It's a wild. There she is.
Oh, my God. It looks like Sagalo's body.
It's crazy.
Get down.
Oh, fuck.
That's crazy.
All right, look, let's wrap this one. This has been fun. This has been great. Well, anyway, Sophia Leone is being investigated as an invasion / homicide.
So possibly not an OD. Possibly.
Possibly not an OD.
All right.
Oh, yeah, there is a new crack in Miko, right? We haven't done the cracks one. I haven't seen it yet. Let's see it. I think it's against
it is.
Bert and Tom.
Yeah, it is.
Have you watched it?
Yeah.
Let's watch it. You know what? I love Crack and Miko. Let me make this very clear. I fucking love Crack and Miko, and I would never tell Crack and Miko who he can attack, who he cannot attack.
Wait, is this not you?
No, Crack and Miko is the rapper. He was the one who made the Brendan Schaub song, and
I thought it was you the whole time.
Everyone, I get that a lot.
I started following because I was like, oh, Zach.
Oh, you thought it was an alter ego? You thought he was that good of a rapper?
I didn't see the new rap. I just saw shit talking.
No. I catch a lot of strays. People think it's me.
Okay.
So Crack and Miko, we had a contest a couple years ago for a white rapper. We had everyone submit to become Crack and Miko, and Crack and Miko, and we were supposed to do this every year. We're supposed to change it out every year, but he's so good and he embodies Crack and Miko so much that we could never change it. And he's done a bunch of songs that are bangers. We love them. We love all of his songs. LA is Gay.
Bad Bitch.
Bad Bitch is a great one.
I'm in that one.
Dumb Cunt. You should have been in that one.
That's hurtful, Lewis.
And he's got a bunch of great songs. So he has a brand new song. This is going to be the world premiere of Crack and Miko's. What is this song called, Shannon? Do we know?
Two Bears, One Grave.
Yep.
Two Bears.
Damn.
Two Bears, One Grave. I do, you know, me promoting Crack and Miko does not mean that I sign off on everything that he says.
We are not his bosses. We don't control him.
I don't control. I would never try to control him.
He's not.
Otherwise,
on
he's gonna fuck. He's gonna put that scope on me. I'm not getting no Crack and Miko heat. He's off the leash. He does what he does, and we love him for it. And I promise you right now, it's going to be another banger. I'm going to hear it, and I'll tell you right now, it's going to be another banger. Just keep us on, though. We're going to react to it in real time, Shannon. You can go back and forth between the cameras. Ladies and gentlemen, world premiere of Crack and Miko's Two Bears, One Grave. You can keep the cameras on.
This is it. Man, these fat motherfuckers ain't funny. They ain't giving nothing, all they do is take money. And it's okay to getting paid. That's why I'm putting two bears in one grave. And you can never dig them up. Two crack in it, bitch, I'ma hit them up. Gotta get back to the money, got millions, I stick them up. You might stack a lot of money, but your soul ain't getting saved. Hey, it's two bears, one grave. Follow Rogan like some faggoty bitches. Pretty sad that we magically knew who cat really dissing. Some raggedy dick queers, careers tragically slipping. And that's why McAfee see you in that dramatically different. It's actually fitting. Your reputation drastically shifted. Something's burning. I think you got too many hacks in the kitchen. When I break my foot off in your ass, you gon' be practically shitting and pissing and wishing that we would drink your maggoty liquor. Got a rich lawyer dad, you ain't never had to suffer. He worked for L. Ron Hubbard. You a Scientology, baby, need I say more? Every bit of the rely is stolen from Jay Moore. You a fat bitch, why you keep taking the metabolics, losing weight, but you still got the face of an alcoholic. If it ain't a drinking problem, then I don't know what to call it. You done drink yourself retarded, you dumber than Lauren Compton.
He hates Lauren Compton.
You got a fucking more quicker than I get fucked up for saying the word. And that's what you get for making these dumb bitches
pay 10 whole dollars for 69 minutes. Time you gotta get back to your old gimmick. Instead of wearing gay clothes and popping that old Zimpic while you call me gold digger, play around with your little shrimp dick. Better let the real father come over and see his kids, bitch.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. More than just a richer kid. Why you acting broke when your dad in the mirror lit your biz? Now we resting in peace and it's got my heart torn. How you forcing your widow mommy to do that fart porn? I'm here policing comedy. These bitches got no talent. Swear to God they hit the lottery. The last gang fest, them comics were saying hi to me. This year they gonna be quiet like they got a tricky out of me. I'm aiming at your temple. I got no need for apologies. These motherfuckers stars and I don't believe in astrology. Now half a stand up comedy can't stand me like neuropathy. I turn my sociopathy to self-fulfilling prophecy. Baby, I hit them up. Two crack in it, bitch. I'ma hit them up. Gotta get back to the money. Got millies, I stick them up. You might stack a lot of money, but your soul ain't getting saved. Hey, it's two bears, one cry, sure. Hey, he's a big fat liar. Got time on fire. He needs to retire. Motherfucking bird cry, sure. Yeah. He's a big fat liar. Yeah, yeah. Tommy Buns wants buyers. Yeah. They need to retire.
All right.
There we go. Crack-a-mico. Uh-oh, we got some red bar.
It's cross-fingers, baby.
Hey, I see the bands and I'm making them drop. Reverse a movie, his body gon' flop. 69 minutes, his body gon' flop. Take off his shirt, I'ma take off his top. We know that story about Russia is fake. Work with the mob, boy, you fucking insane. Piping Leanne with your three favorite homies. The closest you come in the running the train. Old girl looking lonely, man. Better hope that bitch don't start a OnlyFans. Down sad, cause your joke's bad. Now joke world is your only fan. Tommy Segura, no Joe Rogan made you. Fit in the game, but Tim Heidecker played you. No broken arms, I'm bringing you home. Them shots and you gone, paramedics won't save you. Look at y'all fucking pussies, man. All that money, but you still down bad. Trying to suck Shane Gillis' dick. Sucking Joe Rogan fat dick. Throwing Tony Hinchcliffe clitoris on God. Fuck. Hey, red bar radio anthem. Click bow, but shots at random. Yeah, all my homies run together like a tandem. Fuck when my man get abandoned. Note for the ransom. Temper tantrum is what I'm gonna have. Scope AK-47, what I'm gonna grab. Motherfucker running, I'ma hit him in the back. Confidence fake is your motherfucking laugh. You got raped.
Wow. Wow. Crack-a-mico.
It's not me.
Wow.
He's on fire.
That's what's up, nigga.
Another unbelievable track by the great Crack-a-mico. But yeah, you know.
I never thought I'd see the day where someone spent that much time shitting on comedians.
It's the research he does. Yeah. I find really impressive.
And here's the thing. This is what I'll say. You know, this is what I said about Red Bar, right? Because Red Bar's taking some shots. You know, if you are good at what you do, it's fucking commendable and it's respectable. And even if you don't agree with the message, like I love Bert and Tom, they're fucking great. Yeah. I'm friends with Bert. I'm not friends with Tom, but every time I've ever encountered Tom Segura, he's been super fucking cool.
Good dude.
But you know, look.
It's smart for Crack to do stuff like this.
I think we make fun of a lot of people on a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
I think we can fucking get made fun of sometimes.
You got to take a beating sometimes.
You got to take a beating sometimes. That's just the way it is.
Nobody's
you know,
perfect.
And you can't be sensitive about it. And that's just the truth. I take a beating more than anybody in the world.
Do either of them ever hear it?
They will hear that.
Really?
Unquestionably,
I think
hear
people start
it.
Tagging him in.
I know they'll hear. I know that fucking when they did the L.A. is Gay song, I know that Tony and Rogan listened to it together.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So, yeah, they hear it, dude. Nobody's above Googling themselves. Yeah. That's just what we are. We're pieces of shit.
It's kind of the price you pay for comedy. We're like a huge boom. It's insanely popular.
Let me
popular,
make this very
this
clear. If that bothered Bert, and it wouldn't. Bert literally would dry his tears with the amount of money he makes touring. It doesn't fucking matter. That is the least of anybody's fucking concerns is somebody saying some mean jokes, or it should be, at the very least, right? I get to live my fucking dream, so you can say all the mean shit you guys want about me all you want, because I get to fucking literally do what I want to do with my life every day, which is awesome. So, yeah, I think it's awesome. I think Crack-a-mico's awesome, and yeah, I can't fucking take the muzzle off Crack, and I would never try to. I love what he does. He's fucking very, very talented. All right, we gotta run. You guys are the best, and we'll check you on Wednesday with another incredible episode of your favorite podcast, The Real Ass Podcast. Until then, good night.
That's all, folks.